The Hound by H.P. Lovecraft. In my tortured ears, there sounds unceasingly a nightmare whirring and flapping, and a faint, distant baying, as of some gigantic hound. It is not dream. It is not, I fear, even madness. For too much has already happened to give me these merciful doubts. St. John is a mangled corpse. I alone know why. And such is my knowledge that I am about to blow out my brains for fear I shall be mangled in the same way. Down unlit and illimitable corridors of eldritch fantasy sweeps the black, shapeless nemesis that drives me to self-annihilation. May heaven forgive the folly and morbidity which led us both to so monstrous a fate. Wearied with the commonplaces of a prosaic world, where even the joys of romance and adventure soon grow stale, St. John and I had followed enthusiastically every aesthetic and intellectual movement which promised respite from our devastating ennui. The enigmas of the symbolists and the ecstasies of the Pre-Raphaelites all were ours in their time. But each new mood was drained too soon of its diverting novelty.